Well, I'll tell you, Dave, there's nothing wrong with voting your political interests, but I think that going, the fundamental issue
here... Order? Can the chair restore order?
Oh, yeah, the fundamental issue here is having...
Yeah, is there the stack, isn't there?
Is having a... Well, he raised a question, and I think it has to
yeah,
be answered.
Yeah, but you weren't... The reform wasn't given to you. This is the problem.
Is to having a vote that is complete as possible in terms of the number of people voting, understanding that people have different political interests.
Can we all talk whenever we want?
Yes, we can.
So, Patty
yes,
and Wendy, can,
all right.
Well, you let you two interject more than anyone, so I would.
That's
I would
not
be,
true.
I would be very remiss
that's
if I did not
that.
Point that out. Now,
that's
the
not
the
true.
Other issue. The other issue is that part of Dave's statement was directed specifically at a comment that Michael made, so I allowed Michael to then provide a not necessarily a rebuttal, but to answer that question.
Bless
so
you,
moving
bless
forward,
bless
Teresa,
and Chair,
Mark, and
Chair, I would like to point out that the Chair has not been consistent in applying the rules in this meeting, and I would ask that you do that in the future. Thank you.
And I would ask that folks comply in the future and not raise an issue when it's convenient for them. Teresa?
I agree. Surprisingly, I think that Dave articulated very well some things that I'm feeling, and I really had not thought of it that way, but yes, that is a lot of what's happening. So when certain people are saying, well, this is very political, I think that they've already been acting politically. And in fact, I think that I found in the past that some people say, no, I can't attend this meeting when it's something that maybe I would have considered not frivolous, but not as important, so I wouldn't have even said that I couldn't attend on a certain date. And I have to think that, you know, that can be used politically too. Certain people can say, no, I can't attend on a certain date, when really they could if push came to shove. So I'm going to make it happen no matter when it is, if I have to, enlist Superman or whatever to make sure we have great accommodations and that we have a proper venue to make our decision. So, I
thank you, Teresa.
Thank you,
Mark.
Okay, I'll try to be as brief as possible. First of all, I disagree with Dave's assessment of his own performance, because someone has to, and he included me because I'm the one that came on the Finance Committee call and was concerned. This apoliticality that he's suggesting, I'm not seeing. First of all, I understand that you switched your vote for the ED. You made sure everybody knew it. And I don't think that that's apolitical.
Point of order.
No,
point
I'm
of order.
Now. No, he spoke, I'm speaking. I'm speaking. The point I'm trying to make is we all do what we think will further our ends. Mm-hmm. Anyone who doubts it, just listen to the National Finance Committee meeting over the last several months. There's been all kind of political agendas put forward. And there have been all kind of political alliances created. And that, so fine, let that be as it may. But when we come to the board meeting, where we have to decide on the national budget, where there is conflict, and it is the executive director, where there will be a conflict, we cannot decide to all leap upon the day when nine of us can come and seven of us can't, when we had another date where the least amount of people would be inconvenienced, one of whom because it's Halloween. And instead of going with the obvious date, we go with a date after we decide when people can and can't make it, where we have the votes. And if you think that that's the way to move forward with an executive director, and that's the way to move forward with a budget for the next year for this organization, it's insane. And I'm not finished. And the final thing that I want to say about this whole matter in terms of politicality, which, again, I don't agree with people's interpretation of their own actions, including my own. The problem is that we cannot do something where we all can just sit down and say, okay, fine, this is the date when everybody can make it but three people and one with a Halloween conflict. Instead, we go with a date where seven people can't make it, and that's insane. So that's politics. I don't care what you call it. And Teresa, you're going on and on, but when you came on and said the hotel can't accommodate us on the 14th, we heard the other members say that you're insane. This is ridiculous. Obviously, the 28th is the best date. Unfortunately, we can't all make it, but most of us can, at least enough across the political spectrum where we can hold our head up high when we come out with a vote. And not this 9-7 thing. That's insane. I'm done.
Patty on the stack, I hope.
Go ahead.
People vote. This is how we make decisions. We have Robert's rules, which are completely violated. To reconsider anything is a two-thirds vote at the same meeting. We've thrown that out the window. There's no rules. There's one thing that is a rule, is that we can vote. And people voted the way they wanted to vote. And this is the main point of democracy that people are trying to avoid. And every meeting, everybody comes. Almost everybody comes. They make it happen. And so it doesn't matter what time we pick a meeting, everybody will come, including Maria, who has school, would even come. So, you know, I think that it's really unfortunate that the chair allowed this meeting to go in this direction, that we didn't have our vote, the questions were called, we'd be off the phone, we'd have a meeting, and we would be going on our way. But instead we're having an encounter group again, and I hope that the candidates that might want this ED job aren't listening to us right now. It is political. And it's political because people are making it that way, and everyone will come to the meeting or they won't. And because the persons that didn't like the vote on the 14th made a big stink, but that's what happens when you lose. So instead of just accepting it and moving to the next vote, which might have voted it all down and started over for another date, it's this big thing. And we are in violation of the bylaws. We're in violations of Robert rules. No one cares about any of that. And I think that's really... is the main thing that we, you know, that the chair should keep this in order, that what the rules are, and the chair should know Robert's rules and have the book next to her side to rule on these things properly instead of making these decisions willy-nilly, and they are biased.
Which bylaw and which Robert rules are we in violation of, since you are such an authority?
It takes to reconsider two-thirds.
No, name it. Name it. Give the number, since you're such an authority.
Point of order, ma'am.
Don't interrupt me. I've had it with these males that continue to do this over and over again, interrupting and pushing. Like, come on. This is really disgusting. And I hope the chair puts this person in order. I'm going to stop talking. Well, you're an attorney. Get your Robert's rules out.
No, I'm not making the assertion. You're making the assertion.
Everybody knows it's a two-thirds vote.
Hello.
It's a two-thirds vote, and everyone knows it. Otherwise, you could vote
okay,
and reconsider
Patty,
over and over
you.
All day long.
Patty, that includes you. So
that's
where do
right.
we go from here? I mean, that's kind of my next question, because I'm at a loss when we're trying to create the most democratic process
possible. I have a proposal, Madam Chair.
Yes, Dave.
One of the things that might ease this a little bit is some agreements about, for example, the vote on the executive director. If we voted in such a way that we knew, if we're voting for, the most people is not politically neutral. If we vote on some way of proceeding that allows every member of the board to be heard on it, I can live with that. I'm fine with that. But if it's a biased thing of because it's not the same people present on each day, and one of the ways to solve it is to deal with it that way. And to me, that changes considerably the importance of this specific day. If everybody's voice is going to be heard, obviously that will relax some of the crucial questions for us. Obviously that should relax some of the concerns and get us out of this Gordian knot.
Do you have a motion, David?
I'd like to hear other people, and I can prepare a motion, but I'm interested in other people's thoughts on that.
Okay.
Julie,
my concern with that... Hold on one second, Bob.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
One information. The motion to reconsider in the Robert's Rules is on page 309. It says it requires only a majority vote.
Told you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Told you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
So I guess a couple
anybody
of things
else
that I want to
look out.
What was that?
Has anybody else checked their book?
You know, let's not get back into that discussion, Wendy. I'm really, really frustrated with this right now. Bob, you wanted to speak?
Yes, thank you. Two things on Dave's suggestion. And I appreciate the spirit in which he's offering it, but there's two ways that that falls short of resolving this problem. First of all, the vote on the executive director is far from the only major agenda item in this upcoming meeting. So I think the question we're wrestling with is how to have the broadest number of board members be able to participate in all the vital business that we have to deal with. And so that's one problem. The other problem is that part of the executive director selection process is meeting the people in person. I mean, everyone agreed long ago that we were not going to interview candidates by phone because you can't really get a sense of a human being over the phone. You need to eyeball them and, you know, interact with them. So waiting till a later mail ballot where those who weren't there can weigh in doesn't really solve that problem either. So I just really think that we need to look down the road to what are the implications of both in the budget, but particularly for the executive director, of making the selection under these circumstances in which the vote is so closely divided as to whether this date was appropriate. People feel like they didn't, even if Dave's proposal was adopted, that they still didn't have the chance to really get to know the candidates and interact with them. And I just think it's going to cause us a lot more problems and a lot more contention later if so many people are completely left out of the process, except in some, you know, kind of pro forma way after the fact through some sort of mail ballot. That's it.
Okay, thank you, Bob. So I guess where we're at right now is that we can either move to reconsider the vote that we took for the 14th and look at a date where less folks would be displaced, or we can move forward with the vote at hand. I'd like to get a sense from the body of what we want to do now, because I don't think that it's productive to just sit here in circular discussion at this point.
Point
yes.
of order, we Chair. Have not voted on the main motion as amended yet. So where
okay.
we are is we're just in the middle. We haven't yet voted for it one way or another. All we've done is vote to substitute.
So we still have to vote on the main motion. So we'll either vote on... So our next step, regardless of what we do afterward, is we need to vote on the main motion. So I'd like to move to that vote right now.
And what is the main motion?
The main motion now is the 14th through the 16th. As you'll recall, the original main motion was for the weekend of the 28th. That was substituted by the 14th. Now we have to vote on the motion as substituted.
Well,
Madam Chair,
given what you've ruled, are we would have to vote to close debate again.
Madam Chair,
are we done with this discussion? I don't feel done.
Point of information.
Well, I guess my concern is that it's circular at this point, Dave. I think many of us have a sense of where each other stands. We continue to bring up and rehash the same points. There is growing frustration on the call, and I would like to move us in a more productive discussion.
But the body should be able to vote to
okay,
close debate
fine.
Once it's reopened.
That's fine.
I'd like to know why the 28th is not a better date when only three people can't make it.
I'm sorry, what's the question?
Why isn't the 28th, where only three people can't make it, a better date than the date where so many people can't make it?
Right, I thought that was the whole point of picking another date, was the date that's acceptable
yeah.
to the broadest number of
that's
board members.
I mean, the broadest number of people can make it on the 28th, so I don't understand.
I don't understand what the problem is.
May I respond
understand.
To that? May
yes.
I respond
Go ahead.
To that, since you asked that question? Ray, for example, said no to the 28th, and then we saw how things turned out. He said, well, I can change my mind. I don't know what the reasons are that Ray says no to the 14th. For
that doesn't answer my question, Teresa. Well, I don't want to talk about...
Hello, she has the floor.
Excuse me.
It's not okay because
you
Mark...
You said, Mark, that there were only three people that couldn't do
right.
on the 28th. Well, actually,
right.
there were four, and Patty also said no.
No, and then it was a preference.
And then she qualified it. And then she said, I prefer no. Now, I don't know how many of the people that said no to the 14th are really just a prefer no.
Well, you know, we're not going to go back and do the poll again.
I understand that. Let me finish my second reason, Mark. The other reason is that some people are saying that having the meeting quickly, which would mean the 14th and 16th, is really essential in the best interest of selecting the ED because people are lined up.
All right. Let me respond to that. First of all, we have nothing.
Madam Chair, are you moving the meeting? Order, please.
Wait, come on, Dave. You just spoke about what you thought was the thing to do. Why can't I?
Isn't there a point of order? Is there a stack?
You weren't recognized.
Is there a stack, please?
Yeah, Mark's the next.
I'd like to be on it myself.
Hello? Patty, you've spoken a number of times, but I'll go ahead and put you on the stack.
Oh, like, that's offensive.
The point I'm trying to make is, first of all, we have not received, in fact, the Executive Search Committee will be meeting, I guess, Sunday. I sent an email out prior to that asking the Executive Search Firm, anyone who had dropped out because of the date, and I did not get anything saying that there was anyone one way or another, and I phoned them and asked about it, and from what my understanding is, no one has dropped out. The Executive Search EDs, first of all, they all have jobs, and second of all, they have not said, if it's on the 28th versus the 14th or the 7th or whatever, I'm out. Well, that's not an assumption that is valid based on any information we have received. So given that, my question remains, Teresa, which you did not answer, why is it that if all but three members, and Patty said that she could or she couldn't or whatever, I don't know, I'm not counting the people, but I remembered it was three. If there are three people, then why wouldn't we go when the other people can make it? That's 18. We go on a date where eight can't.
Madam Chair?
May I speak to that?
Yeah, I voted for the other date because those three people are people who I see eye to eye with, and I don't want them excluded from this vote.
Well, I appreciate the honesty there. I wasn't keeping track.
I mean, let's be. I'll be perfectly real. I feel run over repeatedly, as I say, and I'm just going to vote. I'm just going to vote this way now.
Well, first of all, I think you've been doing that all along. But secondly, even if you
I know
have,
you do.
That's the point. The point is, vote with the most people. I mean, I don't know what three votes you're counting on that won't be there.
Excuse me. Didn't Dave just have the chair? Now we're back to Mark again. I was on the stack. No one, you know, what's happening here? Is this a dialogue?
Patty, I'll be quiet, but just once in my lifetime, you're going to interrupt Dave.
Madam Chair?
Just one time and ask for the stack when he's talking. Just one time.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Patty, I mean, quite frankly, I mean, you've consumed.
Hello? Please, anywhere are you? I don't want to hear another member's voice. The chair is a small member.
As substantially as you would consume a huge hoagie. I mean, come on.
Oh, my fucking God. Stop it now.
Madam Chair, please maintain order.
I've been trying to maintain order. This person should be censured. Rude!
Patty?
Yes?
Let's take it down a few, okay?
What did the other member say to me? Listen, I don't know, and I don't care, okay?
I'm sorry, but we need to move forward. We need to be productive. Now, everybody, please, can I have order from everyone? Quit pointing fingers and take responsibility for yourself. Okay?
I was on the stack.
Now, everyone be quiet. Now. Now, this is not productive. This stack, this discussion right now is not productive, and I'm not going to allow it to continue. Now, I'm going to move to vote to close debate. If you all choose not to, then we can...
Chair, I have a motion to make.
I'm sorry, Dave. We're going to move to close debate. We're going to vote on the main motion, and we're going to move forward, because this is not productive, and this is so childish, I can't even believe I'm dealing with it right now. Donna, can we move through the roll call to close debate? All right, first of all, are there any objections to close debate?
Yeah, I object.
Okay,
I'm calling the roll. This is to close debate. Marty?
Are you here? Okay. I'll come back to Marty. Steve is gone, I think. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Okay. LaVarne? William is absent. Fatty? Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Donna.
Oh.
They're not responding, Donna.
Oh, okay. Sarv?
Pass.
You want to pass? Dave?
No.
Maria?
Abstain.
Donna? Yes. Joe is not here. Ngozi is not here. Wendy? Teresa?
No.
Patty?
No.
Ray?
I pass.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
You can skip me.
Pass, okay. Bob?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Mark. Oh, I'm sorry. Ambrose?
Yes.
Mark?
I'm sorry. I don't know what the vote is for.
Close debate.
If you're fat.
Oh, close debate. Yeah.
Okay. Rob?
Yes.
Serena's not here. Coming back to the pass is Marty. Marty's not here. Steve, I think, is gone. LaVarne?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? I just had to step away for 1 second.
The closed debate.
The vote.
We're voting
can you tell me what the vote is on, please?
To close debate.
Oh,
we're voting to close debate.
Oh, yes.
Okay. William's not here. Fatty? Is not here. Sarv?
Yes, close debate.
Okay. And Wendy.
Oh, you didn't hear me?
No.
I said no.
Okay. Okay, so Wendy's no. Okay, here we go, and I didn't take yours, Madam Chair.
And you didn't ask Ray?
Yeah, I did ask Ray. You said pass. That's right. What would you like? How would you like to vote?
I say yes.
You want to vote yes? Okay. Okay, here we go. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yes, and 1, 2, 3, no, and 1 abstain, and everybody else is gone. So we're closing debate, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. I also want to go on record for saying, and Patty, I apologize for saying that I did not care what was said about you. I was, it was a moment of frustration, and I did not hear what was said. I did not think that it was germane to the discussion that we were having, and so it was not a matter of me not caring. It was a matter of me wanting to move forward. So I just wanted to go on record saying that.
Personal privilege, I would like to review the audio and see what was said, and if it's what I think was said, I want a personal apology.
Okay, well, that can be issued at another time. That's not.
I'd like that in the record, please.
Okay. So moving forward, we have the main motion before us, which is now a vote on whether or not we hold the next CMB meeting the weekend of the 14th through the 16th. Donna, can we move to a roll call vote?
Yeah. Okay. We're voting on moving, rescheduling the meeting to the weekend of the 14th through the 16th. Okay. Marty? Marty's not here.
On point of order, why do I think we already did that?
Voted to substitute the original motion. Now we're voting on the main motion after it's been substituted.
So we drag it out, and then we wait until people are off the call, and then we vote again?
That's not the reality. Folks felt like there was more discussion that needed to be had, so that's what happened. Now we're moving to a vote, and we're discontinuing discussion. So folks could also center themselves to make discussion more brief, and that didn't happen. So we are where we are now. Go ahead.
Okay. Marty's not here. Steve is not here. LaVarne, this is for the 14th, the weekend of the 14th?
Yes.
Okay. William's not here. Fatty, the 14th, is not here. Now, if you guys are here, say pass if you want me to pass you. Okay, Sarv?
No.
Dave?
Pass.
Maria?
Take whatever we can get and what we can agree on, so I'll vote on
can
all
you
of them.
Say yes or no, please?
What, that wasn't good enough?
No, yes, no, or abstain, or pass. Those are your options.
I'm okay with it, yeah.
Okay, you got a yes. Donna, yes. Joe's not here. Ngozi is not here. Wendy?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Patty?
Yes.
Ray?
No.
Bob?
No.
Michael?
No.
Ambrose?
No.
Mark?
No.
Rob?
No.
Serena is not here. And let me see, Madam Chair, we've got one. Oh, pass. Dave?
I'll vote yes.
Okay.
But it fails.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven yeses. One, two, three, four, five, six noes is what I have.
No.
Do we still have a quorum?
Seven noes.
It fails. There's seven noes and six.
Do we still have a quorum?
Yes.
Yes.
Let me count that again. The yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Madam Chair?
The noes are 7. I'm going to go back over them. Sarv was a no. Ray was a no. Bob was a no. Michael was a no. Ambrose was a no. Mark was a no, and Rob was a no. So it's 7-7. It's
okay,
tied.
Yeah,
the motion fails.
I had crossed out.
Madam Chair, I move that we meet on the October 28th weekend.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry.
Madam Chair,
did you get this floor? Did you get my vote, Madam Secretary?
Yes,
we did.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay,
Madam Chair.
Wait a minute, you guys. Madam Chair, okay, you're right, because I had crossed Ambrose's name out as
okay.
a voting member. Okay, so
okay.
it's 7-7, which
the
is a tie.
The motion fails.
Well, it doesn't fail until you vote, Madam Chair.
No, the motion fails if it's a tie.
Oh, you can vote yes or no.
If she's
no,
choosing
she
not
to,
and she's letting it fail.
She doesn't have
exactly.
to.
Exactly. I'm not voting in favor of the 14th.
So it fails.
Okay.
It fails on the tie, Donna.
Oh, okay. That's
and I
fine.
Have a motion that I believe was seconded that it be on the October 28th.
Point of order.
That is the original motion.
Point of order. The original motion was no longer on the table because it was substituted, and I believe to make a motion, a member has to be recognized by the chair.
Well, Madam Chair?
Okay.
Well, come on. We haven't been doing it. All right. I'd like to be recognized, Madam Chair.
And
okay,
I'd like
I
to
hear.
Be recognized as well.
Okay. I hear Sarv, Mark, and Dave. Sarv?
I'd like to make my original motion that... we hold the PNB meeting on the weekend of 28th, 29th,
second.
And 30th.
Second.
Okay, it's been
point of order.
Seconded.
In Houston?
Yes,
point of order. That motion's already been, was substituted, so I believe that's a reconsideration.
And it's a
motion. And would require a
majority.
I don't know what it requires.
Add their words in Houston.
In Houston. Okay.
I second.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. We were notified earlier that Robert's Rules calls for a simple majority. That's the ruling that the chair is going to go with at this point. Mark?
I'd like to call the question on Saar's motion.
Just can I have a point of clarification? Julie, how were you notified that it required a simple majority?
Saar had noted the page number 309. No one had a citation to contest that.
I believe that requires a majority of all the members of the body if it's without notice, and it's not a majority of all the members of the body.
No, it doesn't say that.
Without
it's
notice, what do you mean?
Madam Chair, it's a different motion. He didn't say in Houston in his original motion.
Right.
It is
okay.
a different motion. It's been seconded.
I ask that we call the question of going on the 28th when most people can make it regardless of their political persuasion.
Okay.
What about the candidates and all that? We don't care?
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Fine.
We're not in a position to comment.
What about the budget we don't have?
Just vote against the motion to close debate.
All right. We're voting now to, or are there any objections to closing debate?
Yes.
All right. Donna?
Okay. And then, Madam Chair, you'll have to tell me what the motion is because I have no idea. Okay.
Well, we're voting to close debate right now. So
okay.
We'll work with that.
That I understand. Okay.
Okay.
To close debate on this motion, Marty is not here. Steve is absent. LaVarne?
No.
William is not here. Fatty is not here. I think. Sarv?
I said close the book.
You say yes?
Yes.
Okay. Dave?
No.
Maria?
No.
Yes. Okay. Julie's the chair. Donna, I pass.
Don't have it.
Joe is not here. Ngozi is not here. Wendy?
It is so out of order to vote to close debate on a motion that we don't know what it
just
is.
Just vote no.
I'm going to say no.
Do you
no.
want us to
let me repeat
motion
the,
for you?
Wait, listen. Let me repeat the motion so that we don't have unnecessary objections to closing debate. The motion before us is to have the PNB meeting on October 28th, the weekend of October 28th, in Houston. That's the motion before us.
No.
Okay. Teresa?
No.
Patty?
No.
Ray? Are you there, Ray?
I would, yes.
Okay. Bob?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Serena's not here. Going back to,
you were the only one that passed.
Yeah,
me, and I say no.
May I be recognized, Madam Chair?
And while you're doing that, let me count these votes. One, two, three,
so we
four,
can't end
five,
debate?
Six,
is that what you're
seven.
Saying?
Yeah.
It's two-thirds. Dave?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any objection to doing it when most people can be there. If there's an agreement that the selection of chair be something that all people on the board weigh in on. And I say this noting that in all likelihood, it's at least a possibility that the majority of the board may feel differently than I do. I don't mind all of us having a say in that. I do mind and would vote against it being along these, you know, factional lines. So I'll vote in favor of those people. Dates when the people who I see eye to eye with can be there. As to what Bob said about the other decisions, I trust everybody or the great majority of people on this board on almost any other decision before us, even where I disagree with them. On this one, I think every voice should be heard. I have a question about whether or not it's how we could actually do it by written vote. Whether we could do it that way. And so I would recommend that we adjourn this meeting and continue it on a subsequent date. And I'd like to recommend that we adjourn until tomorrow and continue it tomorrow when we can have a fuller complement of people voting on this. If people really want the great majority of people on this board to be heard, then this decision should be made when we have more than 14 people voting.
I want to speak against that. I don't think that that's why you're doing it at all.
Madam Chair, that's an attribution. I'm asking. I have a motion. Is there a second to the motion to adjourn?
What's the motion,
I'll
Dave?
Second
the
that.
Motion is
Dave?
To adjourn.
Wait, but the motion's not.
The motion is to adjourn to end this meeting until tomorrow at 5 p.m.
I disagree. The motion.
I cannot.
come on another call tomorrow.
No, we have
that
a motion.
Motion
to adjourn
that is unfair.
Takes precedence over every other.
All right, well,
discussion.
All right, let's go.
I call the question.
Actually, it's not a motion to adjourn. It's a motion to recess until tomorrow at 5 p.m., but it is a
procedural
motion.
Therefore, that is debatable. That is debatable. And the point is, we have a motion on the floor to meet on the 28th, and you can't come on and say that out of the goodness of your heart you want to move till tomorrow at 5, Dave, and not expect a challenge on that.
I don't. Go ahead, challenge it.
No, thank you.
Wait, I have a point of clarification. Discussion needs to be, I guess, on point with the motion before us. So we need to continue along those lines.
Thank you.
Dave, if you would like to propose an amendment at this point, then you can.
No, I'm doing a procedural motion to recess until tomorrow at 5 p.m. Pacific to continue this meeting. That motion takes precedence over the motion before us.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Yes, there's
and
a
would
second.
Someone please
second.
Mute the music?
Yes, I second LaBarne.
Yep. Okay,
right,
someone please
question.
Mute the music.
I call the question then on this motion to recess tomorrow till 5 p.m. Pacific.
And this takes precedent over the current motion on the floor.
Yeah, when we come back, that motion would be before us.
I don't believe the motion to recess takes precedent, and I'd like to know where you're getting that it takes precedent. It's not a motion to adjourn.
Neither do I.
It's a motion to table until tomorrow.
No. It's not a motion to table it. It's a motion to recess. And a motion. Are you saying it's a motion to table, Dave?
No.
No, it's a motion to recess until tomorrow. I mean, I could just call the orders of the day, and we couldn't get two-thirds to stop that, so that would end the discussion here, and we'd have to reschedule for a week. I'm prepared to do that. If it's necessary, but I do hope we can.
Well, know that it will cost the foundation money because we need to reschedule our plane tickets.
Right.
So know that you're putting us in financial.
I'm saying, but where do you find, Dave, the motion to recess? We were in the middle of having a discussion about a motion on the floor seconded to move to the 28th, and now you're saying you move to recess until 5 p.m. tomorrow?
Yeah,
well,
you
see,
say
if somebody wants to amend that to a time where they're sure we can all make it, that's fine.
There's no time that everyone is sure anyone can make it.
A motion to recess is not debatable, and it's going to go to a vote.
All right, let's take it to a vote then. Motion to recess.
Donna? And we know who's on the call, so let's not go through names that aren't on the call. If there are folks that have joined the call since they've dropped off, then they can go.
That's fine. So, well, you know, the reason I did that, Madam Chair, is because
I understand. Let's call the vote because I really want to move forward. Okay.
Madam Chair, may I hear what the Secretary was saying? I'm sorry, Donna. What did you say?
No, I said the reason I was calling everyone's name is because I'm not, you know, people mute their phones.
Fine.
I don't know if they're on, they're off, if they're gone. I don't know.
Okay, well, I know exactly who's off, so I can take roll if you like right now.
No, I will do my duty. Thank you.
I think the Secretary is doing a good job.
Madam Chair, would you...
Okay, Madam Chair, give me the motion again, and I'll call the roll.
Motion
to recess. Okay. LaBarne?
Yes.
Barb?
No.
Dave?
Yes.
Maria?
Yes, please. I really want to go home. I'm stuck at the radio station in a closet.
Well, yes or no would be preferred.
That was yes. I'm just imploring other people to let me go home.
Donna, I'm going to say yes. Wendy? Teresa?
Yes.
Patty?
Yes.
Ray?
No.
Bob?
No.
Of course not.
Michael?
No.
I mean, I don't really have to take the rest of the row, Madam Chair, but I will.
Bob, please do.
Ambrose?
Please do.
No.
Mark?
First of all, Don, I didn't appreciate that comment, but write down no, okay?
That's okay. It's the first time I attacked you guys. You've been attacking each other all night. Rob?
No.
No.
And, okay, so that's...
I'll vote. I didn't vote. I'll vote yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wendy?
But yes.
Okay.
Now, you want to say something to her?
No, but I could say something to Augie. Do you want to start that?
Okay. No, let's stop now. because I'm
on, kids.
Very
I would like to know which of you people took my marbles. I want them back.
Well, you all are being extremely childish, and I've never been in a contact with this. So, and I
result.
Madam Chair,
it failed. Yes.
Okay. I'd like to call.
What was that?
No. I'd like to vote on the motion on the floor the 28th. Can we finally do that vote?
Yes, that's what's going.
Where the vast majority of us can attend. Whatever they believe.
Hello, let's just vote, okay?
Donna?
I'm going to need help with these minutes. Because I'm not sure what's going on. Okay, so the motion
is...
Well,
let me know and I'll help you.
Okay,
well, hold on,
so
I'd like to...
The motion is, should we attend the weekend of the 28th?
No, Madam Chair.
Can I get clarification? The last vote... was on whether or not to close, whether or not to...
Madam Chair?
Recess.
Please let me, sorry, just 1 second, please. It's Marie. I just need to understand. And what was the final vote on that?
7-7.
Yeah,
okay,
7-7.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes, sir.
This is my motion, and I can, if you want, I can restate it.
Please.
And I just ran out of black ink, but go ahead.
Well, just get your lid in there somewhere.
I'm trying to put the lid in.
I move that the next BNB meeting be held in Houston on the weekend of 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Is there a second?
It has already been moved and seconded.
I have
the
a point of
was
information.
Before us.
All right. He
so
was
please,
Maria, point of information?
Yes, Maria.
Thank you. There are 14 people left on this call. Is that right?
No, 15 because... Madam
but
Chair
somebody
hasn't
just
been
dropped
voting.
Off. Somebody just dropped off. So there's 14.
No, that's me calling in on my cell phone.
I have to
get away from this fire that's burning somewhere.
Yeah, I know. My house is really close.
Madam
to it
Chair,
too.
That's not a.
Hold on.
So I need to understand something. There's 14.
Oh my God.
There's 14 people left on the call. How many are needed to keep a quorum?
We established a quorum at the beginning of the meeting. It
yeah, but
matter.
if there's a bunch of people
13,
that leave the call.
13.
Wait, but you know what? We're moving to a vote. Maria, I know where you're going with that. And
I
want to
go home, is Maria.
Okay,
I know.
So do
right.
I. So let's vote, and let's get this over with.
Madam Chair, can you move to a vote, please?
Really?
Yes.
Lay in.
Donna, please.
Okay, this is Sarv's motion. LaVarne?
No.
Sarv?
Yes.
Dave?
I'll pass.
Maria?
Pass.
Donna? I'm going to vote yes. Wendy?
No.
Teresa?
No.
Patty? If I don't hear, I'm going to have to assume you're off the call.
How many people are still on the call?
Madam Chair.
Drop off.
Maria,
please.
One minute, Donna.
Wait a minute. If we don't have a quorum anymore, this vote's...
Maria.
Come on, Maria.
Please.
Come on,
let's
please.
Get through.
Can't we
Madam Chair,
we
I
have
think
a
she
quorum?
Has the right to ask if we have quorum.
Do we still
All right,
have
well, let's
quorum?
Find out
let's
when the vote is.
Let's get through the vote, and then we'll understand whether or not
but
we have
but
quorum.
The vote,
I'm not going to deal with interruptions anymore.
The
let's
vote is
vote.
Invalid if there's no quorum.
Okay, then we throw it out when we're done. Let's go. Enough interruptions.
Go to page 16 of your bylaws. You'll find out we have a quorum.
No, let's go. Go on, Donna, please.
Well, I will when I get a chance.
Oh.
Patty? Okay,
what
Patty.
The?
Pardon me?
Hello? Just go. Don't.
Patty, yes or no?
What is the vote? I'm sorry. I was in.
On the,
okay, you
on
can
the 28th.
Pass. I'll come back to you, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Ray?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Patty? Wait a minute. I'll go back to Dave first. Dave? Maria? Patty? Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I got no response from Dave, Maria, and Patty. Now, if I'm wrong, would Dave, Maria, or Patty please correct me?
Did you get LaVarne?
I got votes from LaVarne, Sarf, Donna, Wendy, Teresa.
And we got a pass from Dave and a pass from Maria.
That's right.
Right. Ray, Bob, Michael, Ambrose, Mark, and Rob.
And we got a pass from Dave and a pass from Maria.
Yeah.
And now a pass from Patty.
Well, Patty didn't pass. She didn't say anything.
Oh.
She came back on the call.
Yeah, she did come back on the call.
Right.
Okay, this is the last time.
I would like to ask for quorum, if we have quorum.
Let me read it to you. Page 16 of your bylaws.
If no one asks if there's a quorum, there's a quorum.
Yep. If the quorum is 12...
Somebody asked.
I'm asking if there's quorum.
If the quorum is 12 directors and a majority of a quorum, 7 directors, and so long as directors remain present and vote in the affirmative, the resolution shall be adopted.
Did we have 7 yeses?
Yes.
8.
I think we have 8 yeses.
Well, then it passes despite this most recent ploy.
Unless unless there's not quorum.
Article 6,
what you said covers it. Julie,
the motion passes, and I'm really not appreciative of the games that people are playing.
Julie,
and if people can please...
Statement.
No, if people can please pass that along. Listen, people can please pass that along. I'm really frustrated with the games that people are playing. Now, we can either be forthright and honest, and we can uphold the integrity of ourselves and of the foundation, or we can continue to play games. And I'm not going to be in the business of playing games. I'm really frustrated, and I'm going to adjourn the meeting at this point.
Madam Chair, that's
why we held the
Chair,
vote after
you.
We had the vote in the affirmative to hold it on the 15th.
You,
we played the game of,
Madam,
of prolonging
Madam
and keeping it open
Teresa.
Until people dropped off.
The meeting,
that
Madam
was
Madam
okay Carter. Then, because that was
Madam
not
Chair.
The position.
Julie,
I believe
Madam
that your chair was
wrong.
Let's not damn one side and that the other side is innocent.
All right,
this is not what happened.
I call the order.
Madam Chair, this is Teresa. I'm assuming then that I'm the person that has to coordinate this.
It's the 28th, Teresa.
The 28th,
Teresa, just passed.
And we'll be in touch.
And if people want to,
Madam Chair, Madam Chair, may I have the floor for a moment? Madam, I have the floor for a moment.
What, Teresa?
Okay. I'm hereby giving notice that I'll be bringing a motion at the next regular PMB meeting to rescind the bylaws convention resolution passed on October of 2004. Could you please put that in the record?
Would you send it to me?
Okay, I'm hereby giving notice that I will be bringing a motion to, at the next
regular
PMB.
Okay, can you please
PMB
send that to both the secretary as well as the chair via email?
Yes, I will.
Madam Chair, I'm just wondering, Teresa, who will be the lead person to do the hotel arrangements for October 28th in Houston?
Well, you can
no, you blew the process out of the water.
Exactly.
Please.
Madam Chair, is the meeting adjourned?
That's Wendy. You blew the press.
I
Madam
heard
Chair.
Your motion.
Madam Chair, do
second.
You want me to answer that question?
It's
to be in this office. We'll be working with whomever.
All right, thank you. I move we adjourn then.
Okay. Is there a second?
Yeah.
Teresa,
second.
If you want to talk about the PMB meeting, let's do it tomorrow.
Second.
I'm way too frustrated to deal with anyone
thank you,
right
ma'am.
Now. Fine, give me
thank
a call.
Good
night. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Julie. Whoa.
Donna, can I help you with anything?
I thought you said we're going to talk about it tomorrow. Did we ever decide we're going to meet again tomorrow?
No, Donna, we did not.
I think she's just saying that if I had questions, she and I could talk about it tomorrow.
Okay. I'm just trying to put it in the record.
Donna, thank you so much for your graciousness during this.
That's right. I've been very gracious. I only attacked Mark one little time. I ought to be happy about that.
And Donna, when I see you in Houston, pay back, okay?
You can't pay me back.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.